produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello and welcome to the living room. It's me, Juliette Davis, your host, and I'm so grateful that you decided to tune in to the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. You know, I am so grateful for the opportunity to have these conversations because I've always been intrigued by what people share in the midst of a conversation. Conversations can be so informative, they can be dynamic, they can be inspiring. And so I think that a good conversation is always something that you can look forward to, and certainly you can look forward to it here in the living room. So it is always my commitment every time we're on the air to both inform and inspire. That's what this show is all about, and we do that by way of conversation. So I want to thank those of you who have been following the show and who have been communicating with me via email. Just in case you'd like to reach out, I want to give you the email address at the top. It is Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, empower at gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. I get emails that are so encouraging, and I know that sometimes it takes a moment to stop and send the email. So I want to thank you for sending the communications to me because I really appreciate them. So let's get on with today's show. If you've been listening for the last few weeks, you know that my last show was about being an overcomer. And the guest on the show was a young woman who I love. Her name is Danielle Jones. And Danielle and I had a two-part series, actually. We talked about her life journey and some serious things that happened in her life. And we also talked about her book that her two sons wrote. And we talked about, you know, the importance of that book. Well, I'm so glad to tell you that the guest on my show today is actually her dad. And so he has a story, and I believe it's certainly something that will encourage you. So we're continuing our series on being an overcomer, but this week's show, we're talking about mental health. And so let me tell you about our guest today. He is none other than Pastor Gooley Hoggard. He is the pastor, president, and founder of Rock Faith International Ministries and Simple Balanced Life Ministries. He's a native of Ahoskie, North Carolina, and currently lives in the Richmond area in North Chesterfield, has a B.S. in biology from Elizabeth State University. Shout out to all the HBCUs. and a master's in biology from Virginia State University, yet another great HBCU. He's married to his wife, Janet. He has 3 adult children and 4 grandchildren. And I just want you to know this man of God has some great things to share with us today. So without further ado, let me welcome to the living room, Pastor Hoggard. Pastor Hoggard, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Juliet. I'm just glad to be here. I'm very excited. So thank you very much to all.
You are absolutely welcome. Well, let's get on with our topic today, which is overcoming or being an overcomer, but specifically we want to talk about mental health. So let's start out with the question. Tell us how you became interested in providing mental health services. What in your life journey, I should say, prompted you to become involved in providing mental health services?
Well, I'm going to come forward, then I got to really flash back. This happened through we have a prayer conference for our church, and one of the persons, a young lady, came on the phone and said, basically, I have a mental health issue. I need prayer. I want to overcome. Then one of the mothers had said, we ought to have a support group. And bing, the light went off. This was in March. It was in March, latter March, early April. And so now I got to go back over 50 years. You're listening to someone who has a mental health, who has had a mental health issue. And many pastors and spiritual leaders would never want to admit that. And from a childhood, I remember, I'm 64 years old, but I remember back in North Carolina, as I look back, I was 5 years old. As I look back, I could tell I had those issues. I didn't know it then. Fast forward, 1965, I have what they call then a nervous breakdown. I had an emotional shutdown. Unfortunately, I inherited through family line, environmental, and so forth and so on. And it just followed me and didn't know how to handle it. Of course, the medical science, psychology was different back then in North Carolina and then over 50 years ago as well worldwide. And I suffered greatly. I went to Elizabeth City State University in 75, and I got saved in 76. But going back in 1965 when I had that breakdown, my life changed forever. My senior year in high school, I was taking 19 pills a day just to survive. Went on to college, came here to the Richmond area. I'm a little country boy. And I felt like I was in New York. I was terrified. And that added to the stress. And so that's a little bit of how all this evolved. And what I wanted to do, and I always say this, I wanted to take what was a liability in my life and use it for the glory of God to make it an asset to help others as well. And it caused my healing as well.
Wow. And so that's how you became inspired to begin to look at ways to provide mental health services. But I'm also interested to know of the way in which you were able to come out of, because it sounds to me just at first thought that somebody was taking 19 pills, but you still were able to graduate from college and then go on and get a master's degree. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what happened? Like, how were you able to be functional with all of that going on?
Well, it's number one, I give all honor to God, to my parents, especially my mother. But I give honor to God, and after I got saved, I started getting a little understanding, but I still was way behind the curve. And it's almost like, if I can compare it, maybe we can understand it better, a functioning alcoholic, and I've worked with one. Mm-hmm. You could tell little signs, but that person is very, very functional. I was a functional mental health. Well, I was dealing with depression. So I was a functional person who was depressed. So back in my day, they called it it's the highs and the lows. Now I can't even think of the term terminology. We call it bipolar, manic mm-hmm. depression, or manic right. depressive person. Then we call it bipolar. I was doing good until the episodes hit me. Then you ever seen a person who was smiling, laughing, and talking, just having a jubilant time, the next moment it's like, whoop, it's night and day. And I was ashamed of myself, knowing I was like that, and I just prayed to God to help me. And I do remember this. In 1985, I was in church, at a particular church, and during that year, I said, Lord, show me, because I was tired of me. And when mm-hmm. the Lord showed me, I literally almost threw up. So I was functional. I was ministering. We were doing mm-hmm. a whole lot of things, but those episodes.
Wow. So I want the listeners to hear, you know, the nature of, you know, all of the things, the roller coaster ride, you know, that you were on, and yet you were still able to do and accomplish so many things. I think when the average person thinks about mental illness, or, you know, be it depression or bipolar, manic depression, the things that we've already mentioned, they don't see that person as really being able to function at that level where they're able to go to class every day and get a degree. They're able to, it sounds like you were licensed and in ministry by that time, and you were doing that. It's, you know, so that's the picture that I want people to see, because I think that we have, you know, a stereotype around yeah. what we think mental health, mental illness looks like. And I really want our listeners to know that there are people around you who are functioning in everyday life, but they're still challenged with mental illness.
Well, you said a key thing. At that time, my story is no more than anyone else, but I'm kind of laughing. No, I wasn't licensed. I've been ministering since I was 16 years old. And okay. but really into ministry, because I started in Sunday school, but really into ministry when I got saved at 19. And I was never licensed, but during the work, I could care less about the license. Yeah, I was doing the work and didn't get licensed until 2017. We became a pastor. That's another story. But yes.
Wow. But you know, I love that too, though, because it says that the real calling is not validated or authenticated by that piece of paper. It's what is in your heart and your response to the call of God, and how you yes. were faithful to that, you know, is what it's really all about. That people yes. pursue titles and designations. But then some of those people don't want to do the work. So that's a blessing to me to hear. But you were involved, and you were engaged, and you were still battling this. And so here's the other part, Pastor Hager, is I think that people also need to hear that your faith in God and your ability to connect with God in a way where you recognize that He has a plan and purpose for your life does not make you exempt from challenges.
No.
It does not mean that you are not still having things that you have to wrestle with, things that you have to pray about, things that you are seeking God to be delivered from. You know, people have, again, another stereotype where they say, well, if you're this, your title is bad, or you do this, then certainly you don't have these problems over here. And I want people to know that nothing could be further from the truth. Talk to us about that.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm trying to contain myself, because it's just amazing. you had mentioned that Danielle Hager Jones, my daughter, mm-hmm. Had been on. You interviewed her. Mm-hmm. Well, in 2008, I had my job had come to an end. I was working a temp job. December 8th, 2010, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I fell two stories. straight down. I was hanging there. Well, I was hanging for a while, and they were trying to get to my rescue. And one young man with me, he was trying to save me his first day on the job. And I said, let me go. No need for both of us to die. And so I looked down. I looked down. I said, well, Lord, this could be the day. And I couldn't hold on any longer. And I flew through the air. And when on movies you see like the falling in slow motion, I was actually felt like slow motion. But when I hit the ground,
wow!
Again, I double check to make sure my soul is right with the Lord. When I hit the ground, it was like a cartoon. It felt like my head just exploded, and I literally felt my spine collapse. I felt that. Of course, I went unconscious. When I came through, and so I was at MCB Hospital for 10 days. My daughter, Danielle, just had bought a new home in Hopewell that summer of 2008, living in 6 months, came here to visit me. Went back home. I just had gotten out of the hospital. Went back home. And she had a home invasion, and she was shot with an AR-15 and left for dead. So I'm in the bed, reached over above my head and pulled the phone. My wife just had put me to bed, and she said, Daddy, I've been shot.
Wow. See, this is what I'm – let me just stop you right there because I want our listeners to know this is the story that we discussed on the last two episodes of The Living Room. She shared about what that was like and how her life was changed forever. And even now, 13 years later, she is still getting treatment for them being able to deal with her foot and her leg and multiple surgeries. And so as a father, you just came through a miraculous situation where you failed two stories and survived. And now on the heels of that, not even, you know, any time for you to even recover, here's your daughter, you know, having to deal with this tragedy. I just know that what was that like? And tell us also, where did you draw strength to be able to deal with that in the state that you were in?
Well, I'm trying to hold back the tears, excuse me. When I think about my daughter, you know, me, okay, 51 years old, okay. But my daughter, our daughter. So when my wife caught breath of what was going on, her eyes got really big. And, you know, anyway. They were going to leave me home. I said, no. You had to stack me up, pack me up, put me in the car. I had a body brace on, down to the hospital. They had to get a bed, a cot for me, lie me down. It was terrible, but there was no way I was going to stay home. But the emotional shock, it's like it literally took our breath. I mean, we couldn't believe it. We could hear the noise. We can hear the alarm. Her nephew, our grandson at that time, he's now 21, but he was 8 years old. He was with her visiting. So they never touched him, but they ran her down. And she has had about 23 operations as of a few weeks ago. But it was just mere shock. And my wife just got the news while she was at work that her husband fell two story. 2 weeks and 3 days later, she get the news that her daughter is being shot because everything fell on her. We have, like I said, two other children beyond Danielle, adult children. And the shock, it's just literally the shock that took the breath. But then you go into survivor mode. God, we know you are able. This hurts. It's scary. So they have me propped up in the hospital waiting room. And all the young people from the church and the adults, it was a whole crowd, like we had a church service. And inside of me, something rose up. I almost started preaching to the people that we've got to trust. And our daughter, literally, we don't know if she's going to survive. As we pulled up in our going to the interstate. We saw the ambulance coming from Petersburg going to downtown. I said, that's our daughter. Lo and behold, when we pulled up near the emergency room, we saw her being pulled out. And I told my wife, don't look. It was too late. She's lying there just limp. We don't know if she's alive.
Wow. 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 That I am a very visual person. And when you describe that moment and then the state that you were in to get to the hospital and everything that you, you know, very, very clearly described, I could literally see in my imagination, I could see what it was you were describing as you talked about each thing that happened. And I am just in awe of it. I mean, I've heard this story before. And when I first met Daniel, I heard it before. But just hearing it from your vantage point as a father and in taking into account everything else that you had been through was just added, you know, impact for me to hear it from your perspective. Listen, if you are just tuning in, you picked a great day to listen to The Living Room. I'm here with Pastor Hoggard, and we are talking about overcoming, being an overcomer, and specifically about mental health. And we're talking now about a situation that occurred in the life of his family that really could have taken anybody over the edge, compounded situation. And so you were able to be there in the waiting room, and you were able to allow the faith and the word that's on the inside of you cause you to tap into a strength that was not your own. And
that's
so
true.
Here we are, you know, as you're walking through that experience, talk about how that strength that's not your own kept you from slipping back into that state that we just talked about, the depression.
Yes, that was, well, that was, I'm trying to say the words. My wife, like I said, the job I had came to an end. I worked this temp job, and my wife, Janice, co-pastor Janice, had mentioned to me, and I was doing, you know, pretty good. I was doing good, and she said something to me that shook my world, but it was so soft, like a small, still voice, and like what God did. She said, Goulden, this is early January of 2008, and this incident happened in December. She said, Goulden, I can take a lot of things. I cannot take you going back into depression. And I wasn't, at that time, I wasn't, but she knew how it was. And something in me, and I said that day, I can't do God that way anymore. I can't do my wife and family, but again, adult children, but I can't do my wife that way anymore. And I can't do me that way anymore. And something rose up in me. And I said, that was the deciding factor, the epiphany, the paradigm shift, the come to reality, come to the light thing. And I thank God that it's like the light shone. I don't have to go through this anymore. And I got to fast forward. That was in 2008, and it took me from 2008 to January of 2020 to fully recover. That week or so, I found out I don't need a cane anymore. I can move my body because I fractured three of my vertebrae, and I had a body cast on and constant pain. And I'm doing good. So I started praising God, like, God, I thank you for healing me. I can sit a long time. I can move around. And that morning I saw my wife off to work because I didn't work in about almost 8 years. And I saw my wife off to work, and I had a medical appointment that day. And I'm feeling good because I had a biopsy and everything. And I told the Lord, I don't believe it's cancer, but however it is, I'm going to praise you. I was praising God about 5:30 that morning, At 11 o'clock, the doctor said, you have cancer.
Wow.
And
so
I
you had come through that storm, the storm with your daughter, and here you are now in the doorway of another life, potentially life-altering situation. I'm telling you, Pastor Harder, if you've heard it said many times, and it seems so fitting to say it now, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I am so moved by what you shared, but here's the difficult part. We can't even get into that story today because our time is up. So here's what I want to say to our listeners. We are going to come back to Pastor Hager. We're going to do a part two, if he will agree, and we will finish this story because I know you are hanging on the edge of your seat, and I hate to leave you there, but let me just tell you, you need to tune in to the next edition of The Living Room because we're going to hear how Pastor Hager and his family came through this next challenge that they face. So please be listening out and watching us on social media. We're going to post the information as soon as that show is ready to be aired, and you are really going to be blessed. So let me say this, Pastor Hager, thank you so much for joining
us
today in the living room, and I know that this next show is going to be awesome. It's going to give people even that much more encouragement to know how to be an overcomer in the face of, here we are, in the face of life's challenges and life's circumstances.
Yes.
And that's what we want to give the people. We want to give them the real about what it takes to be an overcomer. So thank you so much for joining us. And we will definitely have you back for part two. We want you to know
to
that the living Yes, and the living room is the place where intimate conversations are life-changing, and today was a perfect example of that. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at destinyempower@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook under the name of Juliet Davis, or Instagram and Twitter under the handle true_journey. Now, Pastor Hager, before we go, how can people reach you if they want to reach out to you about both your church as well as your ministry?
Okay. You can call me, I said quickly, 804-605-3172.
Okay, wonderful. So I hope you guys got that. Say it for me one more time.
804-605-3172.
Wonderful. And so next time we come together, we're going to finish this conversation. We're going to talk about simple, balanced life ministry and the support groups that you offer through that ministry and so much more. So we know you'll be right back with us for the next edition of The Living Room. But until then, as I always say, because it's always true, the Word of God has transformation power. May His
Amen.
Word change your life forever.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.